the government of the Republic of South Sudan has consistently said that after the war, we have to downsize. The SPLA as it is big. We are paying a lot of money for salaries, and we have to downsize. And therefore, DDR is an option. We will increase the development process. For instance, the South Sudan Development Program, the DDR program is number one in the security sector. That's one. Two, people who think that we want to use the SPLA for other mission, this is not true, because many of the SPLA who are there, you know, for the last 25 years, people who have been fighting, they are old, and the SPLA has to replenish itself. It has to reorganize itself to get young, able, and able to write groups. If SPLA want to fight, they will not fight with this number. You need a smaller number. It is not the number that fight. It is the agility. So anybody who thinks that we want to keep people in order to have a fight with anybody is not true. The third point I'm trying to say, the government of the Republic of South Sudan has made it very clear we are going to have a relationship, a good relationship with all our neighbors, including the Northern Sudan. And that means we will not be engaged with anything to do with subversive activities. What we are going to do is to provide opportunities for our soldiers who help bring the liberation for the Republic of South Sudan to reintegrate back into the communities.
What would you say are some of the achievements of your commission, the DDR commission?
One of the achievements we did so far after the independence is that we came up with a new policy which has just been passed by the Council of Ministers. We have also made sure that this is a process led by the government of the Republic of South Sudan to prove that we are just talking. We are not talking. We are doing it seriously, and the first starting point will be in April the 1st, because now the Minister of Defense is involved in developing the criteria for putting people into the DDR program. And then the SPLA, which is our national army, has now come up with a plan that by 2017 we are going to have 120,000 standing army. That's it. And that means the rest all will have to go to DDR or have to be reassigned to do other things like engineering, agriculture, or even public work.
For the past 21 years and plus, the gun is everything to them. How difficult is it to tell them that it's time for them to step aside and leave others to continue with the job?
It is difficult because a lot of them don't have skills. All they know is, as you said correctly, is guns. So it is difficult. It is also difficult because South Sudan doesn't have a very strong economic base for all these activities. So we have a challenge of how we have to train them to be able to read and write, and then train them on agriculture skills, maybe vocational skill, before we get them to the communities. Also, the communities do not have capacity to absorb them. So we have a lot of problems of how we can be able to take them back to the communities. But we have to do it in order to train them so that they can have skills, because we cannot afford to keep them in the payroll. It is a very expensive military endeavor. And also the military is big, with a lot of them don't have skills. So you don't need a lot of people. If you want to fight in a country, you only need a small army that is able to move. So it is a difficult process, but difficult as it might be, the government of the Republic of South Sudan has taken upon itself as a program that they have to do in order to develop.
How many soldiers are we talking about here that you are looking in terms of demobilizing them?
We are looking at 80,000 from the SPLA, and another 70,000 from the police, the prison, the game wardens, and the fire brigade. So that makes 150,000 soldiers that will have to go to the DDR program.
If today you are looking at the fire brigade, what criteria are you going to use in terms of selecting those who will be in active service and those who will be laid off?
Well, we have several criteria, although they are still being developed by the Minister of Defense and the Minister of Interior, but a few examples would be the elderly who are not able to continue in the army because, you know, they can't walk, they can't do that, and also the one who are not able to write, and the disabled. So these are mainly the target that will have to go very quickly, because you need people who are able to write, read, and agile, very strong, young men, because it's going to be a modern army, not just going to be, because now our job is to run a country, and to run a country you have to run it with a very organized forces, not just the one which is a group of people that cannot be able to even deliver if we go to war with anybody.